1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
We have a sales tax at Thick Green Room.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Thursday, August 13th edition. Michigan Forward Network sat down with Jocelyn Benson, who's running for governor, Democratic gubernatorial candidate. But she doesn't even know what Michiganders pay in state income tax. Jocelyn doesn't know what the tax rate is, but she wants to make it more equitable, which is Democrat speak for raising taxes. Oh, by the way, Jocelyn, it's 4.25%, and Democrats ought to raise it. Here's the interview with Jocelyn Benson talking about taxes.
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have... But I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax code. We do have, for example, the fact that you can you can fuel a private plane in Michigan without having to pay taxes on that fuel, right? So, and that's unique to Michigan and a few other states. So I do think a lot of aspects of our tax code need to be re-examined and modernized, and that's one of the things I want to bring people together who have an expertise in that, in a tax code and in economics, to help us figure out so that we can make a more equitable tax code for the state of Michigan.
More equitable.
What's the state tax rate in
Michigan? Listen to this.
We have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have...
Michigan.
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have... But I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax code.
Trade in Michigan.
Well, we have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have...
I'm not sure off the top of my head. You're running for governor, lady. Are you freaking kidding me? You're running for governor and you don't even know what our state income tax rate is. John James wants to eliminate it. This is amazing to me that she could be this politically that stupid, not knowing what state income tax is. Everybody that listens to this show knows it's 4.25%, but she's running to be the governor of the state of Michigan as a Democrat, and she doesn't know off the top of her head what the income tax is that we all pay. This is a disqualifier just for being too stupid. You Democrats are really going to vote for this lady to be the governor and she doesn't know what the state income taxes are that you pay? Oh my God, I can't believe this woman. But you see, you can fuel a private jet in the state of Michigan and not pay fuel taxes. So what does that mean? Millionaires like Perry Johnson, who owns his own jet, she wants him to pay fuel taxes to Lansing. She wants to raise taxes on millionaires who fuel private jets in our state. Got a question. Do you think they'll ever buy jet fuel here in the state of Michigan ever again? No. They don't have to get fuel when they come here. They'll stop and fuel up in Indiana or Ohio, who also does not charge fuel taxes on private jets. They'll fly into Michigan. They'll come to Mackinac Island. They'll come to golf courses. They'll come to restaurants. They'll do whatever they want to do, and they'll fly out of here and never have to fill up because they'll do it before they get here. we will stop selling jet fuel at our local airports because of her being the governor. What you tax, you get less sales of. This woman is an absolute idiot, and she's going to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. This just blows me away. When I saw this, when I heard this, I was like, are you kidding me? Listen to this again. Her own words. Sitting down with Michigan Forward Network. I don't even know who this guy is asking her the question.
We have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. But we have... But I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax.
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Just blows it off. Lady, he just asked you, what is the state income tax? Well, I'm not sure off the top of my head. Off the top of your head? That should be auto reply. 4.25.
We have a sales tax of 6%. We have a very low income tax. And then we have...
What is that state income tax?
I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we have... But I do think we need to re-examine our entire tax code. We do have, for example, the fact that you can fuel a private plane in Michigan without having to pay taxes on that fuel, right? So, and that's, you know, unique to Michigan and a few other states. So I do think a lot of aspects of our tax code need to be reexamined and modernized. And that's one of the things I want to bring people together who have an expertise in that, in a tax code and in economics, to help us figure out so that we can make a more equitable tax code for the state of Michigan.
More equitable. You mean more equitable? You mean higher? More equitable, higher. This, oh man, when I heard this and saw this, I was like, you got to be kidding. She doesn't know Governor, gubernatorial Democrat candidate Jocelyn Benson does not know what the state income tax is. And she's running for the top CEO position to run the state of Michigan. But she does know you don't have to pay fuel on planes in Michigan. You don't have to pay fuel tax for airplanes and jets. This is amazing. This is just absolutely, absolutely amazing to me. Let's see. I reached out this post popped up too. this is great. This is so good. Governor Gretchen Whitmer came out and endorsed Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor. Well, of course, she won the primary handedly, and is your Democrat Party candidate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said on Jocelyn Benson being the next governor of the state of Michigan, quote, "It means we're not going backward on a lot of the good stuff we've been able to get done here in the state of Michigan." Good stuff. Okay, here's some good stuff. Poverty rate in the state of Michigan, 11% higher than the national rate. Income trails the national income average by almost $10,000 a year. You live in Michigan, you make $10,000 a year less than the average of all the other states. We are economically now 45th in the country. We are a bottom five state, dropping 13 spots in the last 7 years with Gretchen Whitmer as our governor. We are 44th in the nation when it comes to educating our children. $247,000 unemployed workers, June of 2026, is the seventh highest unemployment rate in the country. 100 bridges could face closure by 2035. 40% of our roads are now listed as in poor condition. You know how our campaign slogan to get elected in 2018 and reelected in 2022 was fix the damn roads? 40% of the roads are now considered poor and failing. We now still have the highest auto insurance costs in the country. We have the sixth highest gas tax. We have the eighth worst economy in America. We're 42nd when it comes to economy ratings. State of Michigan has experienced half of the national GDP growth rate compared to Donald Trump. Violent crime is still 21% higher than the national rate. Michigan has one of the least reliable power grids in America. 26% increases in residential electricity prices in the last 7 years under Governor Whitmer. 23,578 small businesses closed in 1 year alone, March of 23 through March of 24. Our government's state budget under her governorship has increased by 41% in 7 years. And just last year alone, 2025, we lost 100,000 acres of farmland. 100,000 acres of farmland are gone just last year alone. And she says the good stuff that we've done with Jocelyn Benson as the next governor means they're not going to go away. It's not going to go backward. We're going to keep doing the good stuff we've been able to get done. Unbelievable. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Phyllis down in Dexter. Can you send us that clip of Benson of her not knowing our income tax? I want to share it. Also, can you send me those Michigan facts? I'm going to have to copy this here. How can I do this? Nope, that won't work. Let me click on this. Does that create a yes? URL is there. Copy that. I'll email it to myself and then forward it to you at the break. I already sent you the one with Benson. Mike Slarsky. And this is great. Let's not get into the Second Amendment. Let's get into this other one, Mike, because I'm going to use your Second Amendment in the next hour. Benson sounds so arrogant in that answer. I can't wait for James to completely eviscerate her in a debate. This could be a target-rich environment. Oh, I can guarantee you, Mike, that by the time they debate, which, by the way, I'm glad you brought that up, John James wants five debates. Benson has only agreed to two. One on Fox in Detroit, and the other Wood TV in Grand Rapids. John James wants three more. She won't do it. Of course she won't do it. Because like you said, John James should be able to eviscerate her on so many things, it's unbelievable. And now that he's picked Jay DeBoyer to be his lieutenant governor, John James is showing me some smart, smart decisions. And if you go over all these statistics that's happened under Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has endorsed Benson and has come out publicly and said, with Jocelyn Benson as the next governor, we won't be going backwards on all the good stuff we've done, and then go through this list. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing how she's destroyed this state. And she wants Jocelyn Benson to continue her legacy. Give me a break. And John James can say it this way, and it's all completely accurate and true, 100%. Under your protege, your mentor, as her protege, she's come out and endorsed your campaign and has said specifically that you will continue doing the same thing she's been doing for the last 8 years of her governorship. Poverty rate, 11% higher than the national average. Income, state average income, we're $10,000 below every other state. Bottom five states, dropping 13 spots in the last 7 years with Governor Gretchen Whitmer at the helm. Sixth worst, 44th in the country when it comes to educating our children. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. Well, guess what? This is your mentor. This is the lady who's endorsed you, Jocelyn, because you plan to not only continue her agenda, legacy of what she wants for the state of Michigan, you've even got some ideas of your own that is going to make it even worse. And when it comes to spending in Lansing, folks, this $86 billion budget we got, her last one, guess what? Benson will take it to $100 billion within 2 years. Guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee it. $100 billion a year to run Lansing. Are you kidding me? This is going to be an election that is going to set the direction of this state more so than any other single election I can ever think of. You want to become California? Vote for Benson. Let Benson win. You want to fix what's wrong with this state? Jay DeBoyer, Lieutenant Governor, assisting John James. This is going to get fixed. I don't think it's going to get fixed as quickly as if Perry Johnson won, but he didn't. So we have to move on. Will John James consult with Perry Johnson? Will he hire him to do his mega audit, even though he's not the governor? We shall see. Because if he does, this is a game changer. This would be an absolute game changer. So, yeah, I'll get this post, Phyllis, emailed to the radio station. I'll be able to copy it on my phone, and I'll send it to you as well. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problems solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing,